Hello.
Hi, my name is Josh and I'm calling from Research Associates. I hope you're doing well. We're just conducting a survey on public education in New Orleans. This won't take more than 5 minutes of your time. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish, sir?
I am.
Thank you, sir. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
Thank you, sir. And do you define your racial classification as African American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you, sir. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
No, none at all.
Thank you, sir. And if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Definitely vote for it.
Definitely vote for it, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one is, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public schools buildings?
Should.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
First one. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public school buildings where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Do you strongly, somewhat, a little influenced, or not at all influenced with it?
Strongly.
Strongly. And what about learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, sir? Do you strongly, somewhat, a little influenced, or not at all influenced?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. What about learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage? Strongly. Thank you, sir. And what about learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them? Do you strongly, somewhat, a little influenced, or not at all strongly? Thank you, sir. Well, almost done. What about learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, sir?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. What about learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. And the last one is learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote for? Thank you. Now, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions just for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. And what about a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
No. What about a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school, sir?
No.
No. All right. Now, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Between 18 and 30? 31 to 49, 50
31 to 49.
Thank you, sir. Now, stopping when you hear the last grade you have completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad or graduate or professional school.
Some college or trade school.
Okay, thank you, sir. The last question is, do you own or rent your home, sir?
I own.
Thank you, sir. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.